Good afternoon. It's Friday the 19th of June. And this is the first episode of UK Politics Blah Blah Blah. And today we're talking about the government's app fuck up and what it can reveal and hints at about Brexit. And obviously, if you're a Remainer, then you don't really need. I don't know. If you're a Remainer, you don't really need convincing. But if it still might be interesting. And if you're a Leaver, I think it's particularly interesting. So, what's happened in the government's app fiasco is that they, and this is a pattern, which is very, very repeatable with this government, is that they thought that they were very clever, extremely clever. And actually their cleverness was more complicated to bring into existence than just the thought of it, which was very clever. And so what was going on, and why did we go down our own pathway for our own type of app versus other countries who went down a different pathway? And it was because we were going to be super clever. So what we were thinking were, if we can process the data ourselves, the data that the phones can give off about when they're next to each other, and we can check how that data corresponds to actual positive COVID diagnoses, then we can start to iterate on the kind of parameters of the model. So if we have a bunch of different signals, and then we say, oh, actually, we think because we're doing the processing on our own on our own software, on our own servers, we can say, okay, actually, it's these types of interactions which generate positive COVID transfers. So those are the ones that we're going to try and stop. Well, those are the ones where we have to send alerts for. And that couldn't be done with the Apple and the Android system. So it's very clever thinking. They thought about this thing, and they were like, well, this is a really smart idea. We'll do it our way. And this is how it's going to pan out, and it's going to be great. And we're going to look super smart. Because the government, I think, is a very, very image-obsessed government, and they don't want to look dumb. And what's happened is that actually there's a difference. And this is something I think the Conservative Party are amazingly and consistently bad at doing, is realizing that there's a difference between something that they can conceive and how that thing that they conceive actually comes about and manifests into reality. And what we've seen here is actually that the manifestation of the app into reality was very, very complicated, and going down this very, very clever pathway actually has been a bit of a fuck up, and means that we don't have an app when other countries are having apps, and we might not have an app until way later. We already have had a very bad COVID outbreak, but that's something for another episode. This, what's happened is very clever thinking, made sense, sounds really sensible, but actually bringing it to life is really complicated, and reality is different from how they thought it was going to be. They could think of this great idea, but when they bring it into real life, it's actually more difficult and more challenging than they found, and they've had to scrap that idea, which was a great idea in their minds. So they went with something very intellectually clever and not very safe. And this is exactly, I think, what the kind of conservative intellectual view of Brexit is. There are people out there who view Brexit as primarily related to immigration, and I think that's not really the Conservative Party's thinking. Their view, they're happy to kind of satisfy that for that kind of voting group, because they understand it helps them win elections. but they view Brexit in the same way that they viewed this app, that it's a really, really clever idea, and there's this kind of clever pathway where it all works, which is where we become a kind of Hong Kong futuristic, very scientific based economy, and with like low taxes, etc., etc. But I want you to reflect on this app situation and see the parallels where there's a very clever intellectual idea, but actually the manifestation of that idea might not go in hand with the strength of the idea. Actually bringing it to life could be a lot more complicated. And that's exactly what's going to happen with Brexit too. And it's a kind of stupidity that clever people, especially clever people who kind of haven't learnt how dumb thinking can be, exhibit a lot, and that's what they're doing. So they're clever. Dominic Cummings, if he did an IQ test, he would score well, undoubtedly. But he has a lot of belief in his own thinking, too much belief in his own thinking, as does Johnson, etc., etc., and a lot of the Conservatives. So they believe, hey, I can think it, it's a very clever thought. So if I can think it, then we can do it. But actually, reality is more complicated than their thoughts. And just because you can think it doesn't mean that it happens. And the government should be picking up clues from these kind of patterns, which are happening again and again. This clever idea not being able to be manifested correctly. But they are, I don't think they're very self-reflective. So they don't. And another good example of that is herd immunity. And if you remember, there was a Boris Johnson went on a TV show talking about how COVID could sweep through the nation and we would kind of get it done, etc., etc. And this again was something where they thought they were being very clever, and they weren't intentionally wanting to kill lots of people, but they thought they were being clever. This was going to be this clever way that England was going to ride through the pandemic and not be economically scarred, etc., etc., etc. And again, this overcomplex, too clever and intellectual thinking does not match up with reality. And this is what this Tory party does. They think too much, think too cleverly about things, and actually the manifestation of that thinking fails. And that's going to be exactly what happens with Brexit too. And we have to deal with them kind of trying to reveal this psychological deficiency to themselves. They are in a kind of weird way trying to, it's not a very useful trait to kind of think too cleverly, and they are at the cost of us kind of showing themselves how dumb their thinking is, but we have to suffer the consequences of that, which is disappointing. They should really all see therapists, is what I'm saying, because it's a bad trait, and certainly not one that anyone in charge of a country should exhibit, but they exhibit it consistently. So yeah, that's it for episode one. I don't know if anyone's going to find this podcast or read it or listen to it even. And if you have, thank you. Press follow. Press like if that's a thing you can do with podcasts. Not so much for popularity, but just because I would love to know if anyone's actually listened. Thanks very much for listening.